Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, I was actually over at our Mount Vernon campus, and it was a joy to get to be back there. I was continuing on in this adulting series that we've been in now. We're working our way through the book of Proverbs. And I was actually talking once again on generosity. I got to talk about that at our Delaware campus last week and talked about that at our Mount Vernon campus this week. But rather than return to the topic of generosity here on the Drivecast, I want to just take a couple of minutes and talk generally once again about the book of Proverbs, because it's a conversation I've found myself having multiple times with folks as I'm meeting with folks, as I'm looking at my own life. You know, one of the things the book of Proverbs consistently talks about is that there are these different paths in life, that you can walk down the path of folly, or you can pursue the path of wisdom. And I have heard Dean say something to this effect. I've heard multiple people say something to this effect, and I believe it's true that, you know, your decisions determine your direction. And I think you could say further than that, your direction determines sort of your destination. You don't just end up in a place. I know that it may feel like that sometimes. You know, you turn around and say, how did I get here? But if you look back, what you see is I made a bunch of decisions that put me down a certain direction or down a certain path. And that's why I've ended up in this place. And that is not to say from a big picture that, you know, hey, we earn everything we get, or that it's all up to us. I don't believe that's true. Obviously, we know that we don't work our way to heaven. We don't work our way into a relationship with God. That is the gift of God. It's grace on our lives. But I would say inside of that relationship with the Lord, and generally speaking, the decisions that we make matter. And we have choices, and we have the ability to say, I am going to pursue the Lord. I'm going to do things that I know are wise. I'm going to spend time in the Word. I'm going to seek to share my faith. I'm going to spend time in prayer. I'm going to get in community. I'm going to try to make wise decisions that invest in my relationship with God. Or I'm going to indulge in what we call the flesh. I'm going to pursue sinful desires. I'm going to indulge in sinful desires. I'm going to walk down that path of folly. And we can find there's a process there of making decisions that help lead us in the path of wisdom or lead us down the path of folly. And so what I wanted to do this morning is just give us a moment to sit and reflect, because again, I keep having this conversation with folks about, look, the decisions you make, you're kind of at this fork in the road, and the decisions you make right now are important. And I wanted to give us a moment to reflect and maybe just ask the Lord to show us, zoom us out for a moment and say, you know, are there any areas of our lives that we are making decisions that are leading us down a path that we just don't want to go down? And, you know, we've talked about a number of things throughout this course of the series, whether it's sexual immorality, or in the area of generosity, the area of pride, the area of greed. Are there decisions that I'm making right now that are taking me down a path that leads towards just being a prideful person, or doing something in the area of sex and sexuality that I don't want to be in that place, or walking down the path that leads towards greed, right? Am I making decisions with my money where I'm not becoming a generous person, but instead I'm really learning to love money? Whatever it may be, I want to give us a moment and just to take a moment in prayer this morning and say, Lord, will you help me to examine my heart, to examine my life, and ask the question, am I making wise choices that are leading me down the path that I want to go on, that are leading me closer to you? Am I pursuing wisdom? Am I making wise choices? Ultimately, I mean, really, am I following Christ in every area of my life, or am I making decisions that are leading me down a path that a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm just gonna look back and I'm gonna regret? And so I know that's general and maybe a little bit heavy, but I do want to give a moment here, and I think it's valuable to take a moment and to say, Lord, will you kind of zoom me out, give me the time to just look at my life, look at some of the decisions I'm making, and maybe God has already brought an area of your life to mind right now where you're like, man, I know that area of my life. I've been thinking about it for a while. God's convicted me of it, and I just keep following this path. Well, maybe this morning is the morning where you draw a line in the sand and say, Lord, from this moment forward, I want to make some different choices. I don't want to pursue this path any longer. I know that I need to change. Or maybe it's just a process of this morning, God identifying that area of your life, and then you beginning to make some changes moving forward. Let me pray for you, and then let me give you an opportunity just to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful that it's not all up to us, that while we have decisions that matter, that God, ultimately speaking, we cannot save ourselves. We don't work our way into your presence. We don't earn salvation. It is the free gift of God that we merely receive by grace through faith. And so I am grateful for that. But Father, that does not negate the fact that we have responsibility, that we are responsible for our choices, and that God, we can make choices that lead us closer to you, that lead to good and healthy and God-honoring and Christ-glorifying outcomes. And Father, we can make choices that lead us down sinful paths and lead to regret. And Father, I don't want that for any of us. I don't want that for myself. And so I ask this morning as we pray that Father, you'd make it clear if there are areas of our lives where we're just walking down that path of folly, make it clear to us and help us to have the courage, the discipline, and the right heart to change, Father, to repent, and that you would change us. And God, I pray that in your name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and just pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.